Welcome to AI Pulse Test for Tuesday, March 17, 2026. Here are today's top 5 AI stories. We're starting big today because NVIDIA's annual GTC conference just kicked off in San Jose, and Jensen Huang came out swinging. The headline? A full reveal of the Vera Rubin architecture, which is NVIDIA's next-generation computing platform, designed from the ground up for what Huang is calling the agentic AI era. We're talking 7 new chips, 5 rack-scale systems, and a new supercomputer. The platform pairs a new NVIDIA Vera CPU with the BlueField 4 storage architecture, and Huang even teased the generation after that, codenamed Feynman, which will feature a ROSA CPU named after Rosalind Franklin. But here's the number that made everyone's jaw drop. Huang projected that purchase orders across the current Blackwell generation and the incoming Vera Rubin platform will reach $1 trillion through 2027. That's trillion with a T. That doubles the company's prior estimate of $500 billion. To put that in perspective, Huang said computing demand has increased by a factor of 1 million over just the last few years, and the infrastructure commitments back that up. AWS is deploying more than 1 million NVIDIA GPUs this year alone. Microsoft Azure has rolled out hundreds of thousands of liquid-cooled Grace Blackwell GPUs. Google Cloud is integrating NVIDIA's data processing tools directly into its services. Beyond the big chips, there were some genuinely interesting product announcements. DLSS 5 promises real-time photoreal 4K rendering, which is a big deal for gaming and simulation. The DGX station is essentially a desktop supercomputer, with 748 gigabytes of coherent memory and 20 petaflops of AI compute, enough to run models with up to 1 trillion parameters right at your desk. NVIDIA also released NemoClaw, an open-source stack for deploying autonomous AI agents securely in enterprise environments, and expanded its autonomous vehicle partnerships with BYD, Hyundai, Nissan, and Geely. What strikes me about this GTC is the framing. The organizing theme isn't just bigger models or faster training anymore. It's agentic AI, meaning AI systems that can take actions, use tools, and operate autonomously. That shift in narrative from the company that builds the picks and shovels of the AI gold rush tells you a lot about where the industry thinks the next wave of real value is going to come from. The sheer scale of capital flowing into AI infrastructure right now is staggering, and NVIDIA is positioned right at the center of it. Story number 2 takes us to the world of formal verification, which I know sounds dry, but stick with me because this is genuinely cool. Mistral AI just released something called LeanStral, and it's the first open-source code agent built specifically for Lean 4, which is a proof assistant used in mathematics and in verifying mission-critical software. Instead of just generating code and hoping it works like most AI coding tools do, LeanStral can mathematically prove that its code does what it's supposed to do. Think about that for a second. The architecture is clever. It's a sparse mixture of experts model with 120 billion total parameters, but only 6 billion are active for any given token. It routes each token to 4 out of 128 specialized expert modules, which gives it the knowledge capacity of a massive model at a fraction of the computational cost. And critically, it was trained with tool calling capabilities that let it interact directly with Lean's compiler. It can check types, run proof tactics, inspect error messages, and iterate on proofs in a loop, basically doing what a human mathematician would do, but much faster. The benchmark results are striking. On formal proof completion tasks, LeanStral scores 26.3 at a cost of $36, compared to Claude Sonnet scoring 23.7 at $549. That's better results at roughly 15 times lower cost. It outperforms open-source models that are vastly larger. At higher compute budgets, it still trails the very top frontier models, but the cost-performance ratio is remarkable. The weights are released under Apache 2.0, so anyone can use them. The discussion around this release has been fascinating. Developers are starting to imagine a workflow where you specify what you want your code to do, and instead of writing it yourself and hoping your tests catch the bugs, an agent writes verified implementations that are mathematically proven correct. We're not there yet for general-purpose programming, but for the domains where Lean is used, like cryptography, aerospace, and financial systems, this could genuinely change how software gets built. It's also a powerful reminder that specialized, well-trained small models can punch way above their weight against the frontier giants. Story 3 is a security story, and it's an important one. A major new wave of what's called the Glasswarm supply chain attack has been discovered, and it's compromised at least 151 GitHub repositories, multiple NPM packages, and even VS Code extensions. The attack vector is genuinely unsettling. It uses invisible Unicode characters, specifically from something called the private use area, to hide malicious code inside what looks like an empty string in source code. No editor, no diff tool, no linter can display these characters. They are literally invisible. When JavaScript processes the code, a hidden decoder extracts the concealed bytes and runs them. The compromised targets include notable projects like Wasmer's Hono Wasmer Starter and the Reworm State Management Library, which has about 1,400 GitHub stars. On NPM, specific versions of at least two packages were hit. A VS Code extension was compromised too. The payload is financially motivated. It queries a Solana blockchain wallet for a command and control address, then downloads scripts designed to steal cryptocurrency, credentials, and secrets. What makes this campaign particularly alarming is that the attackers appear to be using AI to generate convincing cover commits. They're creating documentation updates, version bumps, bug fixes, all generated by language models, to make the malicious changes blend in with normal development activity. This has evolved significantly from the original Glasswarm discovery back in March 2025, through VS Code extension compromises last October, to this current mass wave hitting the entire developer toolchain. There's also a follow-on attack called Force Memo that uses stolen GitHub tokens to force push malware into Python repositories. The bottom line here is serious. This class of attack fundamentally breaks the security model of reading code before you merge it, because you literally cannot see the malicious code. If you're a developer using GitHub, NPM, or VS Code extensions, you need automated scanning tools. Visual code review is no longer sufficient on its own. This is being called the biggest supply chain attack of 2026 so far, and the sophistication is only increasing. Story 4 comes from one of AI's most respected researchers. Andre Karpathy, co-founder of OpenAI, published an interactive visualization over the weekend that maps AI exposure scores across 342 U.S. occupations, covering about 143 million jobs. Karpathy described it as a Saturday morning project that took about 2 hours to vibe code, which is kind of funny given its implications. The tool uses Bureau of Labor Statistics data and assigns each occupation a digital AI exposure score from 0 to 10 based on how much current AI tools, especially large language models, can reshape or perform that job's core tasks. The overall weighted average across all occupations comes out to 4.9 out of 10, which sounds moderate until you look at the distribution. High earners making over $100,000 scored an average of 6.7, while low earners under $35,000 scored just 3.4. The most exposed jobs scoring 9 out of 10 include software developers, programmers, database administrators, data scientists, financial analysts, paralegals, writers, editors, and graphic designers. The least exposed include construction laborers, roofers, janitors, home healthcare aides, and bartenders. The counterintuitive finding here is significant. For the first time in the history of automation, it's the highest paid, most educated workers who face the greatest exposure. Historically, automation has primarily threatened blue-collar and manual labor jobs. AI is flipping that script. About 42% of U.S. jobs, representing nearly 60 million workers and $3.7 trillion in wages, score 7 or higher. Now, Karpathy actually deleted the GitHub repository after the analysis went viral, saying it had been wildly misinterpreted. And there's an important distinction between exposure and displacement. Research from Citadel Securities suggests actual AI adoption in the workforce remains surprisingly stable, with little evidence of imminent job losses. But theoretical exposure today has a way of becoming real disruption tomorrow, and this data is going to fuel policy discussions and career planning for a long time. Our final story captures something I think a lot of people in tech have been feeling but haven't had a word for until now. A website and manifesto called Stop Sloppy Pasta went viral on Hacker News this weekend, racking up 631 points and becoming the most upvoted AI-adjacent story of the weekend. The term sloppy pasta combines slop, meaning low-quality AI-generated content, with copypasta, meaning meaning text that gets copied and forwarded without thought. The manifesto targets a specific behavior that's become increasingly common, taking raw, unedited output from a language model and dumping it on a colleague who didn't ask for it. The core argument is elegant. Before language models, writing took effort. That effort served as a natural balance against the reader's effort. If you were going to ask someone to read something, you had to invest time writing it, which meant you generally only sent things worth reading. Language models broke this equilibrium. Text production is now essentially free, but reading still costs the same amount of human attention and energy. The Hacker News discussion revealed just how widespread this frustration has become. Senior engineers described spending growing chunks of their time reviewing what they called AI slop code submissions. One commenter described management using Claude to generate 50-page design documents that nobody reads, including the people who made them. Another said their work had become an awful slog because developers upstream do everything with AI and then pass the cleanup work downstream. A hiring manager bluntly said, "Sloppy pasta is extremely useful as a signal for who to let go." What's telling is that this wasn't an isolated complaint. Four separate Hacker News posts about AI coding fatigue all went viral the same weekend, including threads titled, "LLMs can be exhausting. How is AI-assisted coding going for you professionally?" and "I'm 60 years old. Claude Code killed a passion." Together, they paint a picture of a community wrestling with the gap between the promise of AI productivity tools and the messy reality of integrating them into collaborative work. The manifesto's recommendations are sensible. If you've read, verified, and edited AI output, send it as your own work with a note about AI assistance. Never share unsolicited raw AI output. And if you must share something AI-generated, provide it as a link or attachment rather than pasting it inline so the recipient can choose when and whether to engage with it. These are becoming the new workplace norms, and honestly, it's about time. That's your quick AI roundup for March 17th. From NVIDIA's trillion-dollar ambitions to invisible code attacks to the growing pains of AI in the workplace, it's clear that 2026 is shaping up to be the year where AI moves from exciting demos to real-world friction.